going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Smart TV with your enthusiastic Radio Times team, my good friend and colleague, Kellyanne Taylor.
Hello, hello.
And myself, Caroline Frost. So we have some drama for you this week, lots of factual, and a couple of great films, which Kellyanne has done us the great effort of watching so that I don't have to. But anyway, we'll get to that. Right. Well, my first offering is something called Expats. Now, this is coming up on Prime Video. It does seem to me that Nicole Kidman seems to be the go-to these days for high quality streaming content. If you think of Big Little Lies and what was it, Five Perfect Strangers, where she played that kind of guru in the Australian health retreat, and it went on a very strange journey. But she's back in action again, this time in Hong Kong. This is a drama TV series created by Lulu Wang, based on a novel, The Expatriates, by Janice Lee. And do you know, I have thoughts about it. Kellyanne, I know you've seen this as well. My thoughts are that it's superior content, no doubt about it. But it's only because the budget is so magnificently deep. Thank you, Amazon. And it has Nicole Kidman and she's the producer. It's kind of a bit soapy. I mean, it's just in the production, right? It's like a song being arranged so that we think it's quality. I mean, it's cracking fun. I say that having, you know, binged on four without even stopping for a donut. So it clearly knows how to tell a story. I mean, it's very glossy. Nicole Kidman is Nicole Kidman. And the story is a mixture of mystery and human dynamics. So over to you. What did you think? I mean, I know you actually spoke to her this week, so you have to put your bias at the door, I'm afraid. But what are your thoughts?
Well, it's very difficult, isn't it? Because when you interview or you sit in front of Nicole Kidman, you are in awe, you know, especially as TV journalists. She is at the top of her game and she has been for over four decades. I think it's interesting what you're saying. So for me, I think it was incredibly cinematic. It felt like watching 6 hours of cinema. Nicole Kidman is superb in it. I think what it left me with was lots of questions. So I think Lulu Wang is phenomenal at doing this. I was kind of considering things like, what's the difference between an expat and an immigrant? Looking at the experience of people with wealth in a city and how that differs. Looking at, say, for example, in this, the plot hinges on Nicole Kidman's character, Margaret's son, goes missing. And when you're stuck in a country and you can't speak the same language as the police, as the people at the morgue, when they go and they have to identify this body that could potentially be their child, it's looking at the life of an expat in a city where wealth isn't necessarily guaranteed for all of its citizens, and looking at that dynamic. And I thought that was really interesting. I thought it was a really interesting exploration of motherhood too, be it if you have children or don't, and the impact that has on womanhood. It left me with lots of questions. It did feel like I'd gone to the cinema.
Well, yes. And I mean, because it's got that quality.
I'm surprised that you binged it.
Oh, I binge everything. That's no reflection. It's just, I think that increasingly, with particularly the likes of Amazon and Apple spending so much money, I think the lines between character-led TV, I mean, forget the Marvels and the Disneys and the Star Wars, the character-led films, and character-led TV, I think the cigarette paper between them is becoming increasingly thin. And I think this is something that we will be coming back to probably many different times. So I would say, please watch it and then email us at podcast@radiotimes.com and let us know what you think, because we're clearly a little bit undecided about it all. So do join in the conversation.
Yeah.
And of course, I highly recommend Kellyanne's chat with Nicole Kidman, which is also available on the Radio Times podcast.
I'm giving this a plug because everyone's talking about it and I think it will be a popular show, but I personally did not enjoy it. So this is Masters of the Air. Episode 1 and 2 will be available on Friday on Apple TV. As we were saying with Expats, another huge budget production. It's Austin Butler leading this kind of Band of Brother-ish miniseries about the men of the American Air Force 100 bomb group. So it's all about them embarking on these dangerous bombing raids of the Second World War, hitting targets in Nazi Germany in broad daylight. Its cast consists of a killer lineup. We're talking Callum Turner, Austin Butler, Shuti Gatwa, Barry Keoghan. The people are not the problem. It, at times, felt slow. Maybe I need to give it more of a chance. I've seen the first episode, so maybe I'll go back. But just after the first episode, I wasn't convinced.
I'm about to say something really old-fashioned. Is it for boys?
Do you know what? I also thought this, and I thought maybe I'm just not the target audience, but I do think I come at things with an open mind generally, and even if it's not for me, I can see the beauty in it or see why it might appeal to a certain audience. But I watched it with my partner, who is a huge fan of things of the same ilk, and he also thought, I'm not entirely sure. So what does that leave us with? It leaves us with the listeners need to watch it and let us know. Is it just me? Is it just me?
After they've watched Expats and told us what to think. Listeners, you have an awful lot of homework this week. Do apologise.
So much homework. But I'm happy to be proven wrong, you know?
Okay.
I'm no stranger to that.
And let's face it, with Tom Hanks and with Steven Spielberg, it probably doesn't need us. It's going to be a mega hit with that cast as well. So let's just watch this space and be proved wrong, shall we? As usual. Right. A final bit of drama from you, Kellyanne. What have you got?
So this is Sexy Beast on Paramount Plus. You might recognise the name because it's based or it's the prequel to the 2000 film, all about a gangster who's left his East London life behind and gone to Spain to retire and then is convinced to come back into the game for one last big heist. So this is the prequel to that. And I was astounded. I went and watched the original film before I saw the series because I hadn't seen it, because I would have been 4 at the time that it was released. So I think it's fair. It's incredibly violent, but cult classic. Cannot believe I hadn't seen it. And this prequel, which tells the story of the two gangsters at the heart of the film, is just brilliant. It's got Sarah Green in, who plays the love interest, Dee Dee, and she is so captivating on screen. And in this, she is absolutely transformative as this porn star who falls in love with a gangster. So if anything, this is the drama not to miss. It's Sexy Beast on Paramount Plus, and that will be available on Thursday.
Right, let's crack on with some factual. So I can offer you 2 things from my list this week. Around the World in 80 Ways, you see what they did? We're up to the 2nd episode. This is a 4-episode series. Fascinating stuff. I didn't think there was anything new to say about losing weight, getting fit, because I feel like Michael Mosley and other experts have split that atom. However, what Channel 4 have done is take 5 overweight Brits and they've taken them to 4 different countries around the world to really show them how different countries treat their obesity crisis or lack thereof. So they started off last week in Japan, and Japan does not have an obesity crisis, but it involves things like employers measuring the waists of their workforces. So not sure how that would go down in the UK or perhaps France, for example. This week, they're off to Tonga, where they see the dreadful, frightening, I think, effects of diabetes on people's health and losing limbs, etc. It really is quite a reality check for our Brits. And they then go on to America and India in following episodes. So it's a new take on, obviously, a growing, not just national plague, but Western plague. And I think that it's been quite novel of Channel 4 to be able to have a completely different angle on something that we think has been done to death. I was taken aback by some things that arose in the programme, and I think that you will be quite interested to see what comes up in all of those different countries. So that is Around the World in 80 Ways, and that is on Tuesday at 9 p.m, and you can catch up on the Channel 4 player with that first episode. My other little offering to you, perhaps more jolly, is all about the air fryer. I've gone very consumer journalist this week. Air fryers, do you know what you're missing? This is on Channel 5. They do know what they're doing. Channel 5, do you know what you're doing? The answer is yes, because they've been given some research that 45% of UK households are now reported to own an air fryer. Do you have one, Kellyanne?
I have an air fryer and it changed my life.
There we go. And you will be obviously popping
sounds like
up
the program
on the program.
Yes.
So I hear tell that one even popped up on The Masked Singer recently, which is how you know it has entered the zeitgeist. So this is Alexis Conran. He is a veteran consumer journalist and he just digs into the whole science of them, gives tips on the best ones to buy. For some reason, he's recruited a bunch of celebs to talk about their favourite air fryer incidents. I don't think anybody needs that. But anyway, if you are wondering about the values, the virtues, and perhaps the downsides of an air fryer, this is your programme. This is Air Fryers, Do You Know What You're Missing? Sunday at 7 p.m. on Channel 5.
How fascinating. Okay, I'm definitely going to watch that because having an air fryer is just brilliant and I want to know more. Although maybe I'll get envy of the air fryer I should have bought. I have a Ninja. So let's see.
Watch it on Sunday, upgrade it on Monday.
It's like the new dog mum. Like, oh, I'm an air fryer mum. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have film of the week. So, really excited. This is having its television release. This is Killers of the Flower Moon, available on Apple TV. It feels even more of a win because Lily Gladstone, who is the lead actress in this, won Best Actress at the Golden Globes for her role in Killers of the Flower Moon. And I couldn't remember a time that I was more deeply moved by a performance. She's absolutely captivating. So she plays Molly Buckhurt, a member of the Osage Nation, and they are a Native American tribe who were being killed one by one in a string of murders fueled by kind of oil and greed. And she plays the wife of Leonardo DiCaprio's character. And to be honest, in a film where an undiscovered actress holds her own against Robert De Niro and Leonardo DiCaprio and absolutely blows them out the water with her performance, could you ask for more? So it's absolutely brilliant. It is a long one, but I highly recommend.
Is this the one you told me to go and see and I ended up eating an entire family bag of Maltesers because what you hadn't told me was that it's about 6 hours long or something? It was that one, wasn't it? It was when I went and did my homework for you.
Caroline, you are telling little Porky it was 3 hours 26 minutes, not 6 hours.
Not that makes
the difference when you're sat down.
Hardly a carry-on film at 90, is it? But I hear you. Finally, because we're talking all things Nicole this week, Nicole Kidman, I thought I'd see what films any big Nicole fans could feast on while they're waiting for the next expat episode to drop. There is a feast of them on Netflix. I mean, there's Margot at the Wedding, there's The Peacemaker with George Clooney, there's Queen of the Desert, there's Railway Man with Colin Firth. The lady does not stop working. I thought I would direct you to BMX Bandits, 1983, her stunning debut, which people still talk about to this day, where she joins with a pair of two bike-loving friends, I think that's probably in the title, and they together turn the tables on a gang of robbers. Very 1983 kind of war games kind of plot there. Lots of lovely snaps of Sydney Harbour and Nicole when her hair was very long, very curly, and her star was already on the rise. So that's BMX Bandits, and you can catch that on Netflix. I think that's pretty much all we've got time for this week. Do stay in touch. Let us know what you think of, gosh, everything. Expats, Masters of the Air, Killers of the Flower Moon. If you can tell us how long it actually is when you do sit down and watch it, that would be helpful. And just email us at podcast@radiotimes.com. I think we'll have to say goodbye and see you next week. In the meantime, happy viewing.